Snowflake CEO Frank Slooman came to the U.S. from the Netherlands in 1984 with $100 or so in his pocket. Some 38 years later, Slooman is credited with the host of big software deals, selling Data Domain to AMC in 2009, taking ServiceNow public in 2012, and bringing Snowflake to the public markets in late 2020. Now Slooman is sharing his blueprint for success in his new book, Amp It Up, Leading for Hypergrowth by Raising Expectations, Increasing Urgency, and Elevating Intensity. Frank Slooman is here with us now. Frank, if there ever was a title tailor-made for me, this was it. So I really enjoyed the book, and thank you for coming on here. Look, CEOs have a lot on their plate right now, trying to find workers, trying to just keep the culture intact during the pandemic. What message do you have for them as they try to navigate this environment?
Yeah, well, the reason that we wrote the book is that, you know, as you pointed out, we've had three successful companies over the last 20 years, and we have this flood of incoming requests for, what do you guys do? What's the secret sauce? You know, what's the playbook? So this is really our attempt to create as much insight from our perspective, you know, as to, okay, look, this is how we think, this is how we, you know, how we do things, and hope you like it. Try it out for size and see if it fits, and we'll go from there. But the message is for CEOs, I mean, that's the title of the book, Amp It Up. There's incredible room. There's a lot of slack in organization to, you know, step up the energy, step up the intensity, step up the pace, raise your standards on everything. And it sort of unleashes that X factor in organization where everything goes faster and quicker and better. And we sort of lose that feeling of, you know, swimming in glue and moving like molasses. So it's right underneath. It's right in front of you, but you sort of need to tap into it very deliberately. Yeah.
Frank, I cover a lot of companies here, a lot. And my sense has been over the past year or so of the pandemic, a lot of them are just settling. They're settling for okay. It's okay just to have a warm body in the seat, as long as that warm body is there. But should a manager in this environment use this opportunity to just rid themselves of slackers and just start rebuilding the companies from the ground floor to come out of the other side of the pandemic?
Well, you should always be doing that, right? I mean, raise the standards, you know, drive the intensity and the pace, have high standards all the time. It's a not now type of issue. It's an always type of issue, right? I mean, leaders are going to set the pace, right? Leaders are going to set the standards. It's really important if you want to attract and retain talent that you have an environment that is highly energized, unpolitical, apolitical, all these kinds of things. Otherwise, you just can't hang on to people. People don't want to be in companies where, you know, they're surrounded by, you know, mediocrity and slowness and politics and difficulty. So it's in your interest to do this all the time, every time.
Hey, Frank, it's Julie here. I'll take the other side of that. How does humanity fit into this picture? In other words, yeah, we're coming through a year where maybe, to Brian Sozzi's point, companies are settling to some degree, but we're also coming through a couple of years where people are exhausted by the external factors that are out there. So how do you balance that with demanding that top performance from people?
Yeah, people do get exhausted when you work in companies where everything is difficult and hard and political and slow and uninspiring, you know, I would say, because we're just not aiming for anything great. That's what makes people tired and exhausted and looking for other pastures. So you keep the energy up, you keep the pace up, and people are going to have a much better time at work. Now, is that for everybody? Maybe not, right? But, you know, culture sorts, right? It sorts people in terms of the people that like it and people that are like, well, this is really not my cup of tea. I mean, we're not really declaring here it's sort of one size fits everybody. But when you're in a high growth and environment, yeah, it is a very energized, high pressure undertaking. There's no getting away from that. We do mitigate that a lot, you know, at Snowflake. You know, we make sure, because, you know, people have twice as many meetings a day as they used to have because of Zoom. So we're very aware and dialed into the fact that fatigue sets in, and we always tack on extra days to holidays between Christmas and New Year's. You know, the whole company around the world got the whole week off. So we were trying to, you know, create these hiatuses to allow people to sort of recharge and recuperate a little bit. So, I mean, your point is very valid, but at the same time, high growth companies, I mean, it is a pressure cooker.
Frank, you talk about in the book how, as a teenager, you were cleaning toilets and you rose the ranks to where you sit today. You know, as you look at the next generation of leaders in corporate America, do you think they still have that drive and that hustle?
Actually, I think they do. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a retreat for founders and CEOs that was hosted by one of our investors, and I saw 70, 80 founders, CEO people. They were pretty much half my age, which was another revelation. But I was there for 2 days and numerous conversations, with these guys and gals. And it just sort of left me completely rejuvenated that these people are the same. You know, there's nothing different. I mean, we put labels on them in terms of generation this and generation that. They're not different, you know, from the generations that went before them. As best as I can tell, they care about the same things. They have the same preoccupations. So I sort of walked away from that thinking we're going to be all right.
Frank, tapping into your, let's just say your veteran standing in the industry, we've seen a real sell-off in these software stocks on interest rate concerns. And someone that has seen a lot of cycles in software, are you seeing anything in your business that would warrant these types of sell-offs we're seeing in software?
No, not at all. As you guys well know, I mean, the stock market short-term is a voting machine. And obviously that creates opportunities for people to get in at a reasonable price. You know, over the long haul, the stock market always gets it right. So that's what you worry about. The short-term preoccupation is not helpful. I always tell our employees, look, the only stock price that matters is the one you sell it. Everything else is entertainment. You know?
Point well taken. Really enjoyed the book. Snowflake CEO Frank Slootman. We'll check back with you soon. Have a great rest of the week.